Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Guys, we're here. It's been an eventful week, and by that, of course, I mean it's time for Grave Consequences. We're talking season 3, episode 10, Ready for War, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh,
Ready for War. I like this. It's always a pleasant surprise to me what music we're coming into every week. But you know why I'm really excited, guys?
Why are you really excited?
We got the whole squad back together.
I know. The boys are back in town.
And my boys also. Guys, Mark's here. I'm here. Yeah. Jimbo's here. Nancy's here. But of course...
Rachel.
Why does the soundboard get the shout out before me?
Because...
She's hot. Nancy's hot.
Nancy is the hottest.
She's super... Babe. Sorry.
Man,
aren't you glad
already,
that?
You're already nailing it.
Were you trying to say that Nancy was bae?
Already firing on all cylinders.
I almost said something disgusting, and then I had to stop myself.
Don't push your buttons, all
right? Guys, as always, you're tuned into the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me, as always, my lovely and talented co-hosts.
So happy to see the both of you.
We're all back together, like the family we are.
Firstly,
on the far end of the table, he's an incredible filmmaker, documentarian, cameraman, wrestling fan, podcaster, producer, jack of all trades.
Yes. Oh my God.
You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth. Guys, this is Jimbo in the Booth, Mr. James Frank.
Woo!
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. I'm ready to hear about your same Vans.
The very same. Because to Jimbo's right, joining us once again.
Hello.
After a far too long absence of 1 week, I believe.
It was too long.
Right?
Your freaking mother.
My mom came in town, and she did the whole, like, and I'm Jewish, so she did the whole, like, you can go. And I was like, mother. No one can't go. It's gonna go. No one can't.
Well, you can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans.
Vons.
Depending on if your mind is German.
Or thing, Rick Vaughn.
There you go. It's timely this year. You can find her online at Snarled, also at youtube.com/snarled.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
It's Rachel Evans.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Rachel Sam Evans is my handle. Fuck. One week and I am done.
Oh, boy.
Where did the brain go? 1968. That's where I left my brain.
There you go.
Right.
That was the year that Mr. Rogers started.
What a pull.
You know what? I think I can pinpoint the moment that my brain started to leak out of my ears, and that is when Lenny Kravitz split his pants on stage and his D fell out. I think my whole sensibility changed.
Okay, hang on. Speaking of that, Mark Donica,
yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
What can I do for you, Ty?
Can you pull up Lenny Kravitz Fly Away, but you know the version I'm talking about?
Yeah, bring it right. You want to bring it up during the show?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, wow. 100%. Yes.
I have no idea.
You know the version I'm talking about. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for your face.
This is going to be very triggering for me. You probably should have given me a
I don't know about that.
It
depends on how into Milky Ways you are.
It's true. Guys, like I said, this week, very eventful week.
Mm.
Of course, by that I mean grave consequences. Yeah. Gravest consequences,
yeah.
If we're following the semantics. Also, Believer's Backlash match. Not only that, we've got a 5-on-5 tag team match. It was very silly.
I liked it.
It was the silliest. But with the winning team making it into Aztec Warfare, which is already next week.
Oh my God.
Time flies.
Because what are we going to do for it? I'm putting you on the spot.
For Aztec Warfare?
Yeah.
I mean, we can. I didn't even think about doing anything for it.
You guys want to dress up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Done and done.
Okay, great.
We did it.
What, like fancy? Like a gala? Like a gala affair?
No. If you make me wear a dress.
Aztec Warriors, idiot.
Yeah. Yes. Sure, but without being racist.
Sure.
Yes.
So how then?
Yeah. whatever like a warrior looks like to you.
As long as I get one of the cool headdress things that they all wear to the ring, I'll be happy.
Okay, cool.
I have a clown lucha mask. I'm pretty excited now that I think
really?
About it. El Payaso.
Can you wear it, but only for a little bit?
No, the whole time.
Could you wear it and then like walk into a fire and die?
I could do that. I could walk into the sea with very heavy rocks in my pockets.
Like Sylvia Plath. That's so romantic.
Right?
That's Isn't really that? Sweet.
Yeah, that's how I'm going, guys. Next week it's a wrap for me.
I was about to say, were you there? But like, it was my office, so you weren't there. I literally said that 3 hours ago. I was like, oh, I'll just put rocks in my pockets and walk into the ocean. Whatever.
No, that's where I got it.
And me?
Yeah, I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You like how seriously I took you? I'm not gullible. I'm trusting.
That's what it is. And we've got Windows 95.
Cute.
Let's talk this episode. We've got Katrina and Mil Muertes off at their altar doing what they do.
Yeah.
But Katrina, she says, you know what? She says, you've beaten Prince Puma before, but this time I don't want him to feel it. She says, I want him gasping for air, but she gives him an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things. She says, if you lose, I will not bring you back.
Wow.
So this isn't just like, because last week we had Loser Leaves Lucha. This is like Loser Leaves like This Mortal Coil.
The life. Yeah.
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 Loser Leaves This Realm.
Right, exactly. Like you're going to die.
By the way, if you're going to do anything, those should be your stakes.
This is just death.
If you're going against like a bully in school, be like, loser leaves the world.
If you lose, you have to kill yourself.
Both of you have to write a will at the beginning of the fight. That's my
Instead of a contract signing, it's a
will signing.
I want a notary there.
It's just, yeah.
That's
you're just talking about duels.
My new standard.
That's just what duels were.
Yeah, I'm from Texas.
This is true.
I'm into it. No, never mind. I was about to tell a really sad story, but I'm not going to.
Oh, boy.
I shot somebody in a rodeo.
Hey,
okay, we'll keep going. What? Let's keep going.
No, we can't gloss over this.
Now, hang on.
It's pretty sad.
You shot someone.
Okay, no. Okay, Okay. So, basically, thank you.
That never has it been more appropriate.
So, basically, what happened was in the Texas rodeo, you can do, play duels.
Sure.
And so, I was 6 years old, and I was a fucking gunslinger. Mm-hmm. And this 9 or 10-year-old boy was like, I got it. She's, like, a kid. And I was like, okay, doubt me. And I shot him real quick. And I got him.
Just
and
it's to watch
obviously
him die.
Not, yeah, it's obviously not a real gun. 10 years later, shoots himself. I know.
Oh boy, that took a sharp turn.
I know, and it's always on my mind.
That took a tiny
like,
heart
did
left
I
turn
do
right
this? I didn't do it. I
so
couldn't have done that.
It gave you like an Urkel complex.
Because he had so much confidence when he walked into that duel.
So you had to take him down a peg.
He left a shattered man, and not just a shattered man, a shattered boy right before puberty.
Oh, God.
What did I do?
What did you do? What damage did you wreak?
I wasn't lying and saying it was not a fun story.
You made him a misogynist.
Oh, no. It's a great story.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun story.
I mean, it's not, but...
But, like, if you're going to tell a story about shooting, like, that's a good story.
Did you win, like, a ribbon for that?
Yeah, I got trophies. I was a rodeo queen.
So what? Kween, of course.
What?
Queen.
Oh.
So wait, what kind of guns are we talking about?
Well, they're in the rodeo. Like, do you want to know what kind of guns I have?
Yeah.
Do you want?
No.
Okay.
That might be too much to disclose.
Like 22, a 9, like a 45, like whatever. But. But
I never shot a gun in my life.
I started shooting guns when I was 14.
My uncle is a big hunter in Kentucky, and so
no hunting. Man. We just shook up Coke cans and then shot them in our
well,
backyard.
Well, I mean, that's what I did. There's a big scar over my lip from what we call the snake gun.
Oh my God.
That's my shooting car.
Big ol' recoil.
It's almost paid off.
No, but I mean the gun in the rodeo.
But I don't have guns anymore. I live in California now.
The gun in the rodeo.
Oh, the gun in the rodeo was like a play. It was like a play gun. It was like bang bang. But it was like a
cap gun.
Bang.
No. It made the noise. It made the noise
it's
like
the
bang.
Austin 316 one.
But it was like in a laser. It was like a laser gun. So you knew who shot first.
Freaking
you knew
laser
who got
beams.
It was so you didn't. So they wanted to make sure you didn't have like any Han Greedo.
Yeah, exactly. There was zero confusion. Also, there was zero confusion because I shot him and then he goes, she shot me.
Oh.
So it's like,
this reminds me of Quick and the Dead with the
I was
going to
say, did you live a spaghetti western in your childhood?
Kind of. I rode a lot of horses.
Oh, boy.
And I'm Italian, secretly. The director of my life is Italian, but, like, I'm from Texas.
Sure.
But no, I'm from.
The
I'm,
director
I live
of
in,
my life.
It's a spaghetti western.
Right.
It's the, yeah, it's a spaghetti western. Thank
it's
you.
It's scored by Ennio Morricone.
Yeah, but I live in California now, and I don't shoot guns anymore. And also, I love all people.
There you go.
I feel the like you have you to know. Say these things. After you say that you like caused the death of a person, I feel like you have to be like, but I'm fine.
I mean, causes.
What are the chances of seeing this guy in the temple?
This guy, oh boy.
It's a possibility.
He's just like, Rachel.
I don't think he's coming back.
Rachel. Oh, this is...
That trail's dark. Really bad. And then just went way down the road.
This is real bad.
It's really dark.
Rachel, I've come to the temple.
Yeah, really dark.
Oh,
really
boy.
Think how badass a gunslinger would be in the temple, though.
Oh,
of course.
God.
If we're talking like McCree from
Jonah
Overwatch.
Hex style.
Absolutely.
But I like the idea of like a lady gunslinger. Like, have you watched Westworld?
No.
You are idiots.
You got
are
so mad.
That's fair.
Both.
I mean,
that's
idiots.
Fair.
Idiots. This show, it's a Western, but it's all, watch it.
Right.
Watch it, and then you'll go, oh, wow. A lady gunslinger would be really cool.
Watch Westworld, then tune into our Westworld after show on AfterBuzz TV.
Exactly. AfterBuzz TV.
Why don't we talk about Lucha Underground?
That might be an idea. Thanks, Mark.
I'm sorry. We had to take that detour.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about the Believers.
A lot on my mind.
The Believers Backlash match opening up the show tonight. Masquerita Sagrada taking on Famous B. And guys, this was so much fun.
So fun.
To watch. Like... Unironically, WLC is legitimately one of my favorite matches that I've ever seen in WWE. So it like this had a lot of the same flavor to it. And not just because of the involvement of
a mini
smaller statured wrestlers, but like it was genuinely so much fun to watch and so surprisingly impressive as well. Like people forget that Famous B is a straight up wrestler. Like we know that, but like People forget about that, but he is just as good in the ring as he is on the mic, as he is at ringside. The super kick that he hit Masquerita Sagrada with.
That was... He did not
with
pull back.
With the trash can lid?
No,
holding the trash can lid?
Oh, no. He kicked him straight in the face.
Yeah.
That was harsh.
It was great.
I did the thing where I paused.
You did that thing.
You know that thing that you do? I paused it and I went, no. No.
Which we also did at the end of this episode. We'll get to that. But
I love how he didn't take like even his jacket or his tie off.
Oh no.
Like, he left the full suit on.
And speaking of that tie, we have to talk about... So he's getting pulled back into the ring by his tie.
So cute.
Beautiful Brenda pulls out a pair of novelty, like, ribbon-cutting scissors, cuts his tie.
It's like the Big Lebowski when he has the dream.
I swear to God, she looks dead at the camera and says, I got him out of it.
Brenda!
How incredible is this woman?
She is so great.
Brenda can do nothing
Please
wrong.
Come back on the show ASAP.
Brenda.
He's a triple flipper.
When she called Masquerita a son of a bitching baby last week also, it's some pretty incredible stuff.
She's so good.
What else was there? Oh my God. We got a cameo by Arrogance.
Oh yes.
By Arrogance?
Straight Rick Martel shit.
Rick Martel, this might have been before your time, Rachel? Maybe?
The spray.
Sorry. I thought you were... okay, never mind.
Go on.
I thought you were talking about a human male named Arrogance. I know that you're talking about the spray now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, the election just happened.
Right.
I'm all over the place.
We're talking,
man.
We don't need to mention it. But let's talk about Arrogance.
Oh.
Because Rick the Modern Martel was one of my very first early favorites growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He, as the name suggests, he was a model. He was from Cocoa Beach. He had an atomizer that he carried with called Arrogance that he blinded Jake the Snake Roberts with.
It.
Oh yeah, classic blindfold.
They had
match.
A blindfold match.
But to answer you, this is totally before my time.
No, I know. Okay. No, I know. That's why I'm explaining.
No, I appreciate it.
Right. He was when he started, he was a very kind of white meat baby face, like Canadian, like, hey, let's go, guys.
Yeah. Tito Santana.
Exactly, exactly. But then he became the model, and it was incredible. Came out with, like, a tennis racket, all pink, everything. A
fucking sweater tied around his neck.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, like, so it was very much kind of like proto Damien Sandow, sort of.
Oh, nice.
And he had this atomizer with this cologne, and it said arrogance.
I can't believe that. Never mind. I was about to say, I can't believe that the WWE was ever that silly. Oh. And then I remembered what I was saying.
It was so much sillier.
That's so great.
But
what a good callback.
It was awesome. Yeah, exactly.
That's so neat, because I was just like, okay.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's...
That's weird.
It was weird. Without context.
It's a weird fucking match. It's like, a little weird. That's pretty weird.
But yeah, so at one point he blinded Jake the Snake with it, and they had a blindfold match where both of them were just straight up wearing hoods over their heads.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Okay.
And it was all, the entire match was them just like reaching for each other.
How about this match? Yeah.
Eventually Jake just grabs him and hits him with a DDT. It's pretty dope.
Wow.
It's
great. This is the biggest crowd participation there is.
Exactly.
In any wrestling.
Exactly.
That's sweet.
But okay. speaking, we were talking about Beautiful Brenda. Can we just say how hard she took that pie to the face?
She took that pie like
knocked
a champ.
Over.
Like, it knocked her over. Knocked her clean over.
Clobbered her.
It's clobbering time.
It's cobblering
God
time.
God damn it, I knew it was coming.
No, it was good. Thank you.
We need like a gong. But yeah, she took it so hard, and her selling of it was incredible. Fans were throwing toilet paper as if they were like streamers, like Japanese style, and she's just like completely unironically just like cleaning herself up with the toilet paper.
Or just sitting on the ground taking toilet paper that people were like streaming and just like.
It was phenomenal.
Because I thought she was. That was my first thought, which is weird that it was my first thought, but that was my first thought was, I wonder if she probably should have kept some of that on. But then I can imagine just like Holly Meowie being like, gross, 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 gross,
gross. Right,
right. And it made me fall in love again.
Absolutely. 100%. She's incredible. Eventually, there's all sorts of brouhaha on behalf of Dr. Wagner, on behalf of Son of Havoc. They cancel each other out. Eventually, Masquerita Sagrada grabs Matt Stryker's shoe.
Yeah.
Hits Famous B over the head with it with a nice little moment of bookending. To bookend the feud.
Yeah, very cute.
Go get my shoe.
Hits him with an incredible flying DDT.
Oh, man.
For the win.
Very cool.
He gets, post-match, he gets a leather vest from Son of Havoc, officially initiating
baby vest
in this little MC that they've got going on. And then they take a cardboard cutout of Famous B.
That was so dope.
They cut off his head with the novelty scissors, which Famous B then sells as if it's a goddamn voodoo doll. Like, he sells, he begs them not to do it, sells his throat afterwards. What is happening?
And so everything good. Also, I really think it's worth mentioning that Son of Havoc and Masquerade are now going to be known as the Bagel Boys.
You said that, and it's pretty much my favorite thing.
The Bagel Boys because of the Bagel Bites. Do you get it?
Yeah, I was waiting, like, for him to put the vest on.
Guys.
And then be like...
You know? His mom comes out. Son of Havoc's mom comes out. I'm so proud of you.
Good job, guys.
I love it.
The Bagel Boys.
The bowling bots. Bowling bots.
The bowling ball spot. The battle bots.
Kill me.
The bowling bot. God damn it. The bowling ball spot.
The bowling bot.
I love the football. Like, the football
The football helmet and the football pads were pretty incredible. Good. The bowling ball.
That
but
fucking elbow drop, too.
The elbow drop, I forgot how incredible that was.
Shit.
Off the step ladder. Off of the announce table. But yeah, prior to the bowling ball, he throws on the wizard hat, picks up the wand from the very first Famous B commercial. Mm-hmm. Love the callback to that. He materializes the bowling ball complete with like theremin and like wizard sound effects.
Of like,
just everything about this match was
incredible.
Spooky. The best.
Incredible.
It was
spooky,
but so good.
Very spooky.
So let's.
I love that cardboard cutout. Like, they really need to have that at the temple now for like people to go take pictures with.
Well, I also
like,
love
put your head here and take a picture.
And that's exactly what Masquerita did after they cut off the head. He put his own head on it. You're like,
that was so great.
But
like,
I do
can
love
sell those.
Matt Stryker He mentioned at one point when they grabbed the cardboard cutout, he was like, oh, you see those on every corner in downtown LA. And I thought way too much about this, like, entire parallel world that Lucha Underground exists in.
Oh, man, I was cheebed to the gills watching this, and I, whatever. And I honestly, for a second, was like, I've never seen any of those. Like, I guess I gotta go downtown more, because Famous B's there, and, like, I could meet him, maybe? He's on the corner.
How amazing would it be if, like, they went that deep into the viral marketing of the
show? Amazing.
Like, created an entire, like, ARG with, like, just, like cardboard cutouts on the corner, and, like, the I mean, obviously, you can call the phone line and the commercials.
Do you remember when District 9 came out and they made all the bus stop signs that were like humans only, no aliens? Because like before I saw the movie previews, I was like, what the hell is this?
What is happening?
I would love to see a Famous B. You know how many pictures people would, it would be, okay, Dario, I know you run this ship. Do it. Dude, so many randos, like girls will be taking selfies with it.
Oh,
and
of
guys, I'm sorry. Failed my own gender.
Then you could make a hashtag out of his tie so that it's always in the photo.
I see.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
I see.
Ty, do you get it?
No, I got it.
Ty Matthews?
Oh, that's, yeah. I yeah, that, that one. Oh, no, I get it.
You got it.
I'm fucking lost.
Finally, you're the lost
now,
one.
Now, backstage, we've got Killshot with, we've got Killshot with who we now know is known as Dante Fox.
No.
Dante Fox. Mm-mm. It's a great name.
It's good.
But we know that Dario gave Dante a job for what he did to Killshot before. Yeah. But tonight, so Killshot is still just happy to have him home, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what?
He forgave him.
You may have straitjacket brain busted me, but happy to have you home.
He said, I understand. He's like, I get it.
You had to do what you had to do.
I get it. What happens in war stays in war.
There's a lot of very kind of passive aggressive brothers in this segment as well.
And homoeroticism. Happy but I'll leave that out alone. I'm just saying.
You go not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, God. Is there
especially,
nothing wrong with that, guys. If you want to show me more of that.
No, that's Rachel's wheelhouse for sure.
That's all. I'm only about that.
Right.
Kui-Wee headed to the temple.
Oh, Kui-Wee was the best, wasn't he? Alan Funk, guys.
Angry Alan.
Angry Alan Funk.
I'm really liking Dante.
Dante is great. Dante Fox. Also, just a great name.
Yeah.
For one. But so Killshot says, happy to have you home, brother. And Dante says, tonight we stand united, just like old times. Pregnant pause.
Mm.
Brother.
I felt so uncomfortable.
Once again, like at the end of this episode.
Yeah. I should have did the Paul London handshake.
The hand, the whole
like, grab your arm handshake to make sure you don't have like a sword.
No matter how much I try to only shake his hand, he gets you.
I like
he
that.
He does not mess around.
It's really good.
I like it's comforting to me.
It's kind of like arm hug.
And then you just jump. You just kick both your legs up and have him cradle you. It's comforting.
Sure.
Try it out.
It was so funny when he first, like the first time I met him, I'm like, oh wow, you do this in real life. It's not just something
not just
on
a
TV.
Wrestling thing, right? Exactly.
Wow.
But elsewhere in the bowels of the temple, speaking in, actually, fittingly enough, in the men's room.
In the shitter, yeah.
you got it.
Yeah, no, I got it.
No.
Get it.
Like,
I got it.
Like bowel movement?
No, I got it.
Drago is practicing his chucking. Drago's practicing his chucking. In the mirror.
Fellow chucker, eh?
Exactly. And, of course, slithering it out of nowhere is Cobra Moon.
Slipping a little
and
snake.
We get a lot of... We get a lot of backstory to this whole reptilian tribe that they share. We find out that Drago was not actually a member of that tribe, but a slave a millennia ago. Not only that.
Wow.
We find out that Daga, who we haven't thought about in some time... Is straight up dead on the Dunzo list.
He got barbed. He got barbed from Stranger Things for sure.
Oh, he did get barbed.
He's just gone.
He's in the upside
Nobody
down.
Nobody gives a shit.
Daga's in the upside down, guys. We have to save him.
He's just gone.
Oh man. So Daga.
The nothing.
Daga was ripped apart by Lord Pindar. What?
Who?
Do we see Pindar?
No, we don't.
No,
but he's
Drago knows him.
He's some sort of reptilian overlord, Drago. Right? And Drago knows, Drago knows him very well. Cobra Moon basically threatens him with that. She asks if he wants to be torn apart by Lord Pindar. But of course, we get another cameo by Vinny Massaro.
I can't with the Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
I can't with Vlad.
Normally, it's not my thing.
You like this guy, though.
I really like this guy.
I understand.
I really like this guy a lot. He's like...
I really like my baby cousin. She's 2 and farts all the time. And it's adorable.
It's such a stupid gimmick. Please believe me when I say you're absolutely right when you say that. But the timing, for some reason, the fact that he's always just walking into the restroom with a slice of pizza...
Yeah, who eats in the bathroom, you sicko?
Fecal matter!
But also in the temple bathroom, where shit is always going down.
Literally.
And on the walls.
But it's the comedic timing, really.
I hope to see him, like, doing curls with, like, pizza.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
curls it, takes a bite, puts it down.
100%. If we don't see that by the end of the season, I'll be shocked.
Maybe. Zero Cools 666 in the chat says, I think Cobra referred to Pindar as a she.
Oh, interesting.
Why? No, kidding. It is interesting.
I didn't catch that at all. Ooh, I'll have to go back and revisit
Ask
that.
Ask Pindar.
Pindar. I was wondering why that name sounded so familiar.
It just sounds like the thing from Big.
Zoltar?
Yeah. Zoltar, yeah.
Pindar.
Not to be confused with Zoltan.
Now I just really want to see Dario, but like playing on the big piano, like Tom Hanks. What if Dario was just in a big
Batanza on the keyboard?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Holding hands.
Oh my god. Chopsticks? Yes. What if Dario is just trapped in a big situation in this show?
Like his mom was like, you're so silly, you'll never be anything. And he's like, right. I'll show you.
Like, what if all that stuff happened with their mom immediately right before the show premiered?
Oh my god.
And then he went and made a wish at a fortune teller machine, and he got trapped in, like, the slimy, like, Spanish businessman's body and decided to, like, I like wrestling. I'm going to run a wrestling temple.
So you know how my brain works.
Sure.
And you're just going to say this stuff to me and just, like, leave it and then be like, oh, that was a fun thing to say. Let's move on. And then my brain is just, I'm going to stay up at night and be like, are we in the Matrix? Is anything real?
Rachel's like, I get
top. Who's bunk? Watching me?
Are you taking that and applying that to, like, actual, like our lives?
It put me into a tailspin.
Sure.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
Blue?
It's a great classic. Show.
I'm everywhere right now. Wow.
But this all could be just a manifestation of your subconscious.
No doubt it's not. No doubt.
No doubt.
I would be a much better driver in real life.
That's a good point.
I know it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got a 5-on-5 tag team match player. With the winning team making it into next week's Aztec Warfare, we've got the Mac, Mariposa, Marty the Moth Martinez, Ivelisse, and Jeremiah Crane making his official in-ring debut in the temple, taking on Killshot, Arjenes, Dante Fox, Tejano, and Cage.
What a random group.
It's not
a random group, though.
It's very calculated.
It's a calculated group.
Because each team with, like, one outlier, with, like... Take away the Mac and Arjenes.
And
each,
Tejano?
Tejano and Cage have their thing.
Oh, I forgot.
I know you forgot.
No.
Tejano and Cage have their thing. Obviously, Killshot and Dante Fox have their thing.
Yeah.
Mariposa and Marty the Moth, brother and sister, and Ivelisse and Jeremiah Crane, a item.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, my God.
With the exception of the Mac and Arjenes, there's just relationships going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you guys think of this match?
It was a lot to look at.
It was a whole lot.
It was a lot to intake.
But, like, it wasn't long. That's the
thing. It wasn't long and it wasn't cluttered.
Right.
I really appreciated. I thought it was a succinct match. I thought it got the job done. I knew going in there who was going to win. I mean, did you?
Did you?
Yeah, totally.
I didn't even... Really?
Arjenes gave it away. I was like, he's not going to be on this shit.
That's a really funny point, but you're absolutely like, right.
Yeah.
We know this guy.
There's no way we're seeing Arjenes in Aztec Warfare.
There's no
way. Poor Arjenes.
I'm sorry. There's no way.
I really dig
it. Might as well have just started in the ring, guys.
And also, there's just so much going on with Marty the Moth right now. He's so good. He's on fire. He's heated up.
Sure.
And wait. Did Evie break her ankle in this?
We're not...
Yeah, there was a reversal at the end.
Well, see, at one point, Killshot goes for an orange crush. A giant orange
so
crush.
So gnarly.
Just chucks her in the air. She reverses it into Arana and comes right down on that left ankle and looks, for all the world, like that ankle's donezo.
Right, but then she followed it up with, like, the weirdest, most contrived pain sounds I've ever heard.
Not again, not again.
Not again. Like, holding her head. Like, sure. Not again, but maybe she is just, like, home alone. Like, maybe she just does that. Exactly.
She was putting on aftershave.
Aftershave sucks.
Yeah, maybe she just does that.
Maybe.
Because if she does, if that is genuine, if that's when she broke her ankle or foot or whatever, that's so adorable. That's how she reacted to it.
Right, right, right.
Makes me think of, dude.
What's
have you
that?
Ever seen the video of, like, Mickey Knuckles when she breaks her, like, femur or something on YouTube?
No.
And, like, she's just like, I'm going into shock. I'm going into shock.
Oh,
like,
God.
She just keeps saying that over.
That
it was, like,
is harrowing.
Oh, but it was, like, and it was, like, the weirdest, like, she jumps off the ring apron and, like, lands
like
wrong.
Like, Sid style? Ooh,
yeah, dude.
Boy.
It was just, like, dudes are, like, running over, like, what's wrong? And she's like, I broke it again.
Oh.
I'm going into shock. I'll have to send you the link. It's just, like,
no,
ridiculous.
I can't.
No.
I think my favorite thing was finally seeing, like, Sammy and Dante, or Jeremiah
man.
And Dante go at
it.
Because they were kicking the shit out of each other.
The boot washes, or the face washes in the corner that
so
started
good.
This match.
Yeah.
Dante is amazing.
Right.
Like, Dante, he's an amazing, where he looks like he is just
he wrestles
made
like
of
a
nothing.
Crash dummy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like how people used to say RVD uses his body as a weapon. Like that full just
right.
like zero.
Well, we also
yeah.
of course in his very first match in the temple, we could not go a whole match without seeing the temple debut of Lomane Reign, which is one of my
Pain?
Absolutely no, that was Lomane Reign.
Oh.
This was Lomane Reign. Lomane Pain is
the
Spanish fly off the ropes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
Lomane
Reign was the imploding
somersault.
You're
making me hungry. The crazy flip.
Right. It was the
that's also they're saying the that she confirmed on Twitter that it was two breaks and a ligament tear.
Oh boy!
But also,
and a
you're so sweet.
Wrap
that
my
sucks.
Oh.
It's topical.
Hippocrimus.
Hippocrimus.
Crimbus.
Ambigrimus.
But
celebrate Festivus here.
Oh yeah.
What else?
Also, Willie Mack. You're great.
As always.
You're great.
Incredible as always. I love that quick fire Death Valley driver from Jeremiah. Yeah, just catching Dante off of the leapfrog.
Dope.
Straight into the DVD.
When, like, Ivelisse goes over the top and lands on Cage, and then Jeremiah nails him with, like, the suicide dive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the low suicide dive at that, yeah.
The low pay.
Finish, though.
We sleep. Well, before we get there, we sleep on our Arjenis, but that moonsault that he busted out in this match
outside.
Was incredible.
Yeah, it was good.
A thing of beauty.
But everybody's incredible. That's the thing.
But, like, it was in a spot that was full of dives. It was the most impressive one.
Yes.
We have to say that.
Yes.
We gotta give Arjenis his due.
Arjenis, I think you're fine. I just didn't think I would be seeing you next week.
When,
That's
I mean,
it.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Killshot and Dante both do, like, the duck, the clothesline.
Oh,
lines,
my
kip
God.
Up, kicks.
The stereo, like, Matrix kip up into the Enziguri was a pretty dope moment.
That was awesome.
That was pretty
stuff like that, you're always like, oh, yeah, we'll do that. Oh, cool. And then someone's always, like, a hair off on the timing.
Right,
yeah.
So it doesn't look as good, but they were like.
Yeah, this timing was dead on. But speaking of Dante and Killshot, we've got Marty the Moss setting up for that avalanche curb stomp off the middle ropes.
By the way, can we just give a quick shout out to Marty the Moth, who has been consistently amazing?
He absolutely has. 100%
like,
has.
What? You're incredible. You're incredible.
Right.
It really makes me, like, when I think about, like, old Tough Enough, I'm like, man, you guys missed the boat on
this.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Like,
definitely.
He had so much potential, and, like, you see how crazy he is there.
Right.
Like,
so smart.
Oh,
well, and we've seen so many of Lucha Underground's alumni in Tough Enough. We saw Marty. We saw Son of Havoc. We saw Ivelisse. Like, we've seen a lot of those people come through those doors and get passed up on.
Even Cage this week had some Twitter issues with someone that the WWE is calling the machine.
He had some Twitter issues, right.
Like, you guys had the chance with me. You blew it. TNA
but
had their chance with me. They blew it.
To
Lucha
be fair,
is cashing in.
To be fair, we know that the real machine is Hakeem Austin.
Of course.
We know that.
Yes.
We at least
know. WMAC Masters.
You're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right.
We at least know that. He may have gotten his soul taken in the first Mortal Kombat movie. He's still the machine.
I know. He got his.
Yes. So, So we've got Marty the Moth going for that avalanche curb stomp. Dante Fox.
Tell that story.
Dante Fox gives him the Matumbo. Hits kill shot with the straight jacket brainbuster for his team to lose, and ostensibly for the kill shot Dante Fox story to continue unencumbered. But making it into Aztec Warfare is the Mac, Mariposa, Marty the Moth, Ivelisse, and Jeremiah Crane.
So wait, okay, never mind. I don't know how things work. Okay. I was gonna say, is Ivelisse not gonna be in Aztec Warfare?
It's very possible.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know, you know, tapings. I don't know how that works.
What if Dorada is her leg?
Time is a flat circle.
What if
Dorada is her leg?
Because I had a fun time thinking about who was gonna. What are you talking about?
No, go on.
I had a fun time thinking about who was gonna replace her, because I thought it might be Dante.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Could be
interesting. Artemis. No, it wouldn't make any sense. Kill shots on it. Never mind. Fuck me, right?
Right. Well, it could be. But backstage, we've got Dario. Dario Cueto with Matanza.
Homeboy.
Telling you, you know. He's
just my brother.
He wants Matanza to show everyone what their family is capable of. Show everyone what their father trained him for, which is, according to Matanza,
war. I didn't like that.
Just like evil clapping monkey.
Exactly. He just needed some symbols. That's all.
Aww.
But let's talk gravest consequences.
Sure.
The unofficially known gravest consequences.
Spooky.
Too spooky.
What did you guys think of Grave Consequences, Mil Muertes, taking on Prince Puma?
I think we need to get Deshaun's 2 cents on this show.
Oh, man.
His cameo.
His
reaction
was
great.
The look to the camera was pretty incredible.
Oh, man.
Like, between him and beautiful Brenda.
Are you talking about that guy in the audience?
Yes.
My God. I fell in love with that guy.
He's pretty awesome.
You can watch him in the hot tub.
Exactly.
I love it.
He's got a series of interviews with wrestlers that he conducts in his hot tub.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a thing.
Oh, I love you.
But I love me. The size of the popcorn in his hands during the Believer's Backlash match.
Incredible.
It was like, I used to work in a movie theater, and we used to throw away trash bags full of popcorn that were about that size.
Enormous.
What else was there? I mean, just Prince Puma getting the jump on Mil Muertes right off the bat.
Yeah.
Huge bleacher dive.
Oh, so crazy.
So cool. Every time he does that. So cool.
Definitely.
I love the spear into the table in the corner.
Oh, the Reaper's Trident.
I love how the casket had both of their masks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
That's what I love so much about Grave Consequences is all the theatrics and the esqueletos and the
esqueletos.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Those guys.
Puma was so aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that...
Imagine how aggressive he's going to be once he comes back from the dead.
I know.
Right?
What's he going to look like? Right? Like, there's so many things.
But
you just spoiled it.
We also... You guys have watched it.
We're doing an after show. Please watch it first.
Maybe not. I did find out there are people that don't watch Raw and watch the Raw after show.
Don't do that.
If you're watching this in lieu of the show, you should be watching the show, but we appreciate you nonetheless.
No.
I mean, it's a day later. You should watch the bloody show.
That's a good point.
What are we talking about? You don't know.
We also got to
figure it out.
One of the smallest moments in this match that popped me. For sure, was Prince Puma's reversal of the flatliner.
Oh, yes.
That was
I wrote
so
that
cool.
It was so clever.
So common.
So clever.
Like, so, yeah,
and just
so clever.
Like...
So common.
Just straight up... Just straight up put his hands down. Yeah. And then following it up, huge drop kick.
Yeah, but do you know how much strength your wrists have to have for that?
Like, right?
To not break your wrists?
Oh, God. What if they...
That's what I'm saying. This is sensitive. That's not.
He just becomes Samuel L. Jackson from Unbreakable.
He's just
like
Mr.
his
Glass.
Bones just like fall in. He just face plants into the mat because his arms don't last.
It's such a hilarious visual to me. But so eventually, we see a giant avalanche choke slam off the buckles through two tables. Not only that, a flat
two tables.
Two tables.
Yeah,
a flatliner. On the outside, and Mil Muertes takes the win in Grave Consequences. Is this like an Undertaker situation where, okay, casket matches are quote unquote his specialty, but he's lost most of them?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time Mil Muertes has won Grave Consequences? Mark, do you know?
No, wasn't it Conan? Didn't he beat Conan?
Conan wasn't in the match.
No, that's right. He just buried him. looking it up.
He really needed this, whatever he the did. Case is.
For sure, for
he,
sure.
He needed to win this.
He needed this. He did.
And I think Puma needed to lose.
Right, right, right. Mil Muertes needed this win, just like he needed that kiss from Katrina after the
hell to the gnaw.
That's exactly what we said when we saw that kiss.
No, did you just say the kiss?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God, Rachel. I was thinking about... No, no, no. Somebody said something about Katrina's boobs, and I was like, come on, guys.
come
but,
on, guys.
No, no, no. That... The fuck was that?
For some reason, that was so much more upsetting than literally anything else in this episode to us.
I talk about cults and murder for a living sometimes, and this was the most disgusted I've been in, like, 3 months. Why...
It
did
was
they
pretty.
Do it.
It was pretty upsetting.
It was gratuitous.
Their mouths were so wide open.
Their mouths were so wide open. If you're gonna do a full mouth kiss, fucking practice it beforehand so you don't look like. Thank you. And
Thank
my
you,
girl,
Kevin.
Katrina, you messed up her lipstick. You don't lick Man. Somebody's lips when you're going in for a kiss, especially on live television. She had to try to fix her lipstick the entire rest of the show. Because you attacked your face.
Just
don't
real...
put your. And I feel like he went in with the tongue.
Do you think?
Oh,
didn't
rewatch
Hitch
it.
Teach us anything?
That's exactly no. right.
It is.
But I feel like the camera was kind of behind. We couldn't see what his tongue was up
watch
to.
Watch it again. You can see her face.
Well, guys, that's this week's episode.
You're gonna end it on that?
Do we have time? No, I'm going to end it on this.
Oh, thank God.
Mark, do we have time for Lenny Kravitz?
No, we do not.
God damn it.
Oh, can you end it on something positive, though? Because I don't want to be so negative.
Could we play Lenny Kravitz over our plugs at the
nope.
end? Son
Great.
Of a bitch.
Okay, just say something really pleasant that I'll enjoy.
We're going to have Deshaun in here just to make you happy.
That's
very,
the
very
point.
We'll get him in
we'll
here.
We'll make it happen.
We'll get Famous B in here.
Holy understatements, Batman.
We'll get beautiful Brenda in here. It'll be fun times.
And who else are we going to get in here?
Dario.
Who else?
Thank you, James.
By the end of the season, it's going to happen.
We'll have your man in here.
For sure. Yes. Maybe even Willie Mack.
He'll be feeling the vapors.
Why is that hard?
Why is...
Get Willie Mack in
He's
here.
In Vegas.
He lives in Vegas.
Who doesn't?
Holy complications.
It's... See, Burt Ward's right. It's very complicated.
I know. I understand. I'm very grateful to be here.
It's, I am. We have fun. But guys, that's our episode for this week. Season 3, episode 10, Ready for War. Very good stuff. So much happening. If you didn't see the Believers Backlash match, please go watch it. But for now, guys, where can they find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Buy my DVD, The Young Bucks 2 Sweet Journey, at highspots.com. If you're in the Los Angeles area, come to PCW in Torrance on Saturday and watch Pentagon Jr. fight Rob Van Dam. Kevin Sullivan will be there, and Jeff Cobb, and some other cool wrestling faces, so definitely come check it out.
Kevin Sullivan.
That's so
Kevin
dope.
Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan's
yeah.
the dopest.
Doing a seminar.
Oh, Rachel, you would love Kevin Sullivan so much.
I already love him.
He's all about Satan.
Wait, he's the master
Satan.
Of darkness.
Yes.
Oh, I love Satan.
Yes. Rachel, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram.
Where can Satan find you?
Satan can, is devil. Always with me in my heart.
He can slide in your DMs.
But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I forgot. On Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans, and also at youtube.com/snarled. That is my channel, and please look at my videos. Bye.
You're killing the game. You can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, PlayStation Network. Come play Mortal Kombat with me. Or you can check me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Saturdays, 4 p.m., KDOC, U2 America, Tough TV, Fight TV, Patreon. Check those local listings. Or if you're local to SoCal, you can check us out every second and fourth Sunday of the month, Port Hueneme, Ocean View Pavilion, 3 p.m. It's completely free. But we will be right back here, same bat time, same bat channel, next week, talking Season 3, Episode 11. But until then... Viva la lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.